Hey, good morning once again. Big Len Edwards with you. In studio with me is Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, but you're not doing so well.
Yeah, you know, 'tis the season. My Nostradamus prediction of getting sick as soon as school started has already come true twice. Wish I could have been wrong. I got sick again, who knows how, and this time it triggered what the show is going to be about today, which is an asthma exacerbation. Those of you that called the clinic this week may have noticed that I was out Monday and Tuesday. I did telemeds Tuesday afternoon, which is pretty rare. Unless you're one of the unlucky patients, there's always an unlucky one or two that every time they call them out, you know, those once a year times. But I don't call out. I try not to. And I typically am very blessed. I don't get sick that often, except for the occasional stuffy nose from my kids, right? But asthma is one thing that I do live with, and I want to talk about asthma today. So what is asthma? Asthma, it's a chronic airway disease, and it's a disease of hyperactivity of the airways. That's how we describe it. Typically, when we think of asthma being triggered certain ways. Now, I used to be, in my med school years, more of a exercise, cold air-induced asthma guy. As I have aged, not quite like a fine wine, more like milk, but as I have aged, I've become more triggered by my allergies, and particularly and especially by illness. Now, it's by no means every illness, but some illnesses about once a year will really kick me down. Dr. Wells used to treat me for this quite a bit. I've seen Dr. Sagal, local pulmonologist, for it before. Dr. Alonzo is my guy now that is treating me currently. You'll talk to different asthmatics and they'll tell you about different triggers. So what's going on when you're having that asthma exacerbation, when you have this smoky voice like I have today? Well, bronchoconstriction, you have the bronchus, I'm kind of pointing at my neck right now, going down to the chest, constricts, and then there is swelling and edema. So that's why asthmatics will tell you, God, my chest feels tight. I feel like I just can't really get in a good breath. And I feel like if I'm trying to breathe against it, trying to get a deep breath in, it starts to burn, itch, kind of that sensation that all asthmatics know what I'm talking about right now. And then mucus plugging. I was telling you before we turned the mics on today, man, yesterday I felt like I was coughing up from my toes, which is gross. I apologize if you're eating your breakfast, but it's that extra secretion that they're trying to get up. When you see an asthmatic having an asthma exacerbation, we're coughing a lot. It seems like we can't break that coughing cycle or we're wheezing. I don't wheeze too often, but I do cough quite a bit. My mom's the same way. She's got asthma. Shout out to mom, unfortunately, with her asthma as well. But we start to have this coughing fit that we just can't break. So what do you do? Well, there's levels of that, right? At the first level, you reach for your acute asthma exacerbation emergency inhaler, and that's albuterol. There's brand names for it. They don't pay me enough to say the brand names on air. It's albuterol. You take 1 to 2 puffs of that, and you wait a little while and make sure, and most of the time that knocks it out. It's not immediate, but it's pretty quick, right? Quicker than most oral meds. And you'll notice that sensation go away, the cough will get better, I'm not coughing as badly, and I can usually be okay. If that doesn't work, then you start to think about going to your doctor, like I did, and they will give you oral steroids or a steroid injection. That's what I did yesterday because I am impatient, and it was 8 a.m., and I wanted to get better now. So I got a steroid injection. I may go oral steroids later today just to help me get over the hump. But your doc will talk to you about which one they think is best. And oftentimes they'll give you an antibiotic as well. If they think an illness triggered this, or if they think you're at a higher risk of infection because of the inflammation in your lungs, they'll tack on something like azithromycin to make sure you don't get an infection, or they treat the infection that's there. The next step is the emergency room. And if you can't breathe and your chest is tight, if you notice the patient is doing what we call tripoding, where you're sitting down and leaning forward on your two arms, so 1, 2, 3 points of contact, tripoding, trying to catch your breath, that's an emergency. And if you call me while I'm on call and tell me that's what you're going through, I'm going to tell you, go to the ER, stop talking to me, I can't fix you. Go to the ER and they will get IV steroids. There's other things they'll get, but IV steroids is a big one. And they'll give you a breathing treatment, either with nebulized, meaning it comes out of the machine, nebulized albuterol, or nebulized albuterol and ipratropium, which you may have heard of as a Duoneb. That's the name of that medication that we still throw around quite a bit. And then they may put you on oxygen as well if your O2 sat's there. If you're having your asthma exacerbations more frequently, your doctor will likely put you on a daily inhaled corticosteroid. I only get on those during allergy season or if I'm getting sick. I don't typically stay on mine year-round. Some patients are on them year-round. I'm certainly on mine right now. But if you are somebody who has allergies and eczema, it's called the allergic trifecta, atopic trifecta. You may want to talk to your doctor if you notice you're coughing more and wheezing more. Certainly, if you're having a cough and wheeze that you can't get over, you need to call your physician and make sure they get you on the path to recovery.
Well, the big thing, again, is the ER. That's the real big trick right there, because if it's that bad, you need to get over to Huntsville Memorial Hospital, the ER.
They'll absolutely. They need to get you breathing, because it turns out breathing's pretty important, as I've learned the past week.
Yeah, exactly. All right, there we go. That's another great edition of Thursday Morning House Call, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.